From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, making history even after her death. The elite group Ruth Bader Ginsburg will join today in her final honor on Capitol Hill.
An aggressive approach to fixing a major disparity, the new initiative to help the Latino community hit hard by coronavirus.
This week's weather has spoiled us a bit, but that is all about to change, so get ready for that. Mary is tracking the extreme heat and smoke returning to the Bay Area. Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, September 25th. I'm Michelle Griego.
As soon as you said Friday, Michelle, the smile just crept across my face. I don't know why. Good morning, Emily Keys. Let's get to your forecast now with Mary Lee. If you like the cooler temperatures, today is the day, but that's changing.
That's right, Len and Michelle, definitely enjoy today because we are talking about the heat returning for us, a heat wave in store for us as we look to our weekend, a high fire danger and some of that smoke pushing back into our region again. So a lot to get to. I want to talk about air quality as we head through the day today, looking at good to moderate air quality for today. And we are looking at temperature seasonal for this time of year. So 86 for Concord, 80 for San Jose, 75 in Oakland and 68 for San Francisco. So right around where we should be for this time of year. With offshore winds kicking in for the weekend and into early next week, we do have critical fire weather conditions. So a red flag warning is now in effect as we look to Saturday 9 p.m. until Monday 8 a.m. for the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills and valleys due to gusts up to 35 to 50 miles per hour and low relative humidity values. We'll be watching this very closely for you as we head into the weekend. Now let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic on this Friday morning.
Hey, good morning. As you hit the roadways, it's still pretty slow working your way into the Altamont Pass. We started off with a traffic alert westbound right at Grant Line. All lanes are now open, but a bit of a backup continues out of Tracy heading into this area. Plus, there's a wind advisory in effect, so extra careful as you're traveling through there. Your drive times, though, looking a lot better. 39 minutes now to go from 205 over towards 680, so almost normal at this point. East Shore Freeway, Highway 4 and 101 all in the clear, but I am getting first reports of a trouble spot on the Bay Bridge this morning. On the lower deck eastbound near Treasure Island, reports of a broken down vehicle in one lane. It's the non-commute direction. However, if things get backed up there, it might get pretty busy out of San Francisco. We'll keep you posted on that. That's a look at traffic.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, and let's go live to Capitol Hill right now, where Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket is set to arrive in about an hour and a half, and she will become the first woman ever to lie in state there. Funeral services will take place this morning. And once again, former Ginsburg law clerks will be lining the steps and serving as honorary pallbearers. They were a constant presence at her side for the last 2 days when her body was lying in repose on top of the steps of the Supreme Court, where she spent more than 30 years of her historic career. The notorious RBG, as she was most recently known. Thousands of people came there to pay their respect. And today, CBS News is going to carry a special live report from Capitol Hill. We'll be carrying that live for you here on KPIX 5. Back to you.
Taking a live look at San Francisco now, the city has been among the most successful big cities in the country in crushing COVID-19, except when it comes to the Latino community. Now it has launched a new initiative to change that. As we recently reported, Latinos make up 15% of the city's population and 51% of those testing positive for the virus. Many of them are frontline workers who go home to a crowded, multi-generational household.
But there is still this disparity, which means that we have got to be aggressive and very deliberate about what we should be doing with this particular community.
To help that community, $28.5 million will be allocated toward COVID-19 testing, including community pop-up pubs, also food support, housing subsidies, and even eviction prevention.
With the little that we've had, we've been able to just touch the iceberg, you know, and now we're going to be able to melt the ice and really get to the bottom of the earth.
Mayor London Breed says the Department of Public Health and the Office of Economic and Workforce Development led the funding effort. The city also worked with the Latino Parity and Equity Coalition.
A live look from the BART station at 24th Street and Mission Plaza. BART is teaming up with the Latino Task Force on COVID-19 to get more Latinos in San Francisco tested. Testing here starts at 7 a.m. And the Latinx community will be the target of an ambitious free testing event in Oakland this weekend. The city partnering with UCSF to test up to 4,000 people over 2 days at La Clinica de la Raza near the Fruitvale BART station. The majority of Oakland's COVID patients live in that area. Many are essential workers who don't have the option to stay home. And for a full list of all the testing sites across the Bay Area, just head to KPIX.com.
Struggling business owners are finding out they could be one complaint from a visit from the health department. Thing is, the complaints are sometimes bogus. Alex Holt, founder and CEO of Flights, says someone accused him of indoor dining when it wasn't allowed by the county or state. He says he wasn't, and the Santa Clara County Public Health Department left him alone after an inspection. He'll never know who filed that complaint.
You do not have to provide your contact information.
We told them that was definitely not happening. They just show up, and it's basically like everyone's fear.
The county says the online process has helped the county find numerous violators. They say the community is their eyes and ears. So far, they've handed out 17 citations. And today, California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli will give an update on COVID-19. We'll stream it live on CBSN Bay Area starting at 1:30.
Some parents and teachers in Palo Alto are in a tug of war over whether and when to send kids back for in-person learning. The district has released a proposed schedule that would resume in-person special ed classes as early as Monday. Other grade levels would be phased in over several weeks. More than half of parents are behind the idea, but the majority of teachers say it's too soon.
Teachers are professionals and they'll show up. They'll be doing it with a lot of anxiety, and I hate to see that. Have to just keep speaking out against this and explain that we don't want this to happen.
At this point, I trust the county health department and the state. If we're not going to trust them now, when are we ever going to be able to move forward to get our kids back to school?
LAUSD facing heat this morning after a group of parents filed a lawsuit over its distance learning plan. Some of the plaintiffs say teachers frequently dismiss class early. Others say their kids got computers that don't work, or that their children are only reviewing old material. LA Unified released a statement saying, quote, since school closed in March, LA Unified has been working to bridge the digital divide, ensuring all students have devices and access to the internet. It has also sought innovative ways to engage students online. The suit blames an agreement between the district and the teachers union for the education shortfalls. Under the August agreement, teachers are expected to work 6 hours a day. To stay up to date on all the changes this school year, check out the special section on our website at kpix.com/backtoschool. This morning in an update, the Pac-12 will play football this fall. The conference will begin play on November 6th and play a 7-game season. The Pac-12 championship is on December 18th. The Pac-12 previously voted to play in the spring, but changed course after they were left as the only Power 5 conference not playing football in the fall.
This morning in an update, the husband of Senator Dianne Feinstein has been revealed as one of the mystery regents involved in the latest UC admissions scandal. The state auditor's office says Richard Bloom sent an inappropriate letter on behalf of a waitlisted student who was later admitted to Cal. That was one of the findings of an explosive audit released earlier this week. It determined dozens of borderline students were wrongly admitted to the elite public system over more qualified applicants as favors to wealthy and well-connected people. We reached out to Bloom for comment and we haven't heard back yet, but he told the Chronicle he's done nothing wrong and he's used his clout to get friends and family into the UC system for years.